The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. This morning, Breakthrough Encounter is going to be one for you to live to remember in the name of Jesus. The topic is Enlarge My Coast, O Lord. And we are going to run through this quickly because I want us to have more time to pray. Enlarge My Coast, O Lord. God's desire is that every one of us live a life that is not restrained, a life that is not constrained, a life that is not set within a limit. God's plan is that we live a life of abundance, a life that is full of His glory and of His blessings. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26, that the Lord God said, "Let us make man in our image and in our likeness. Now, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creepy thing that creepeth upon the earth." Why did God made man last? God created man last so that man can have dominion over every other creation of God. God did not make an accident by creating fish, a man before fish, no. God created man after He has created everything. And the Bible said that God made man in His own image. That is, we have everything that is packaged in God in us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. And number 20, verse 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, "Be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." The authority to rule, to dominate, and to enlarge on earth has been given unto man. God did not create you and I with a limit. He created us with power to have dominion. Say power to have dominion. Power to have enlargement. What is enlargement? Enlargement means increase of blessings. Enlargement means the power to transcend beyond boundaries, to transcend beyond territory, to transcend beyond borders. That is enlargement. Praise the Lord. Enlargement means the ability to go beyond set limits that have been set before. Praise the Lord. In the athletic world, when somebody breaks a record, maybe somebody runs 100 kilometers in 10 seconds, then another person comes and runs it in 9.52 seconds. They said he has set a new world record. He has broken the limit. He has enlarged the coast. Now, immediately he did that, another set of people will be aiming and struggling to beat that particular landmark. Why? Because the tendency to continually increase has been put in man from the beginning. That is why man cannot be constrained. Man cannot be caged. Man cannot be limited. Why? Because God has packaged in you and I the ability to constantly expand, the ability to constantly increase, the ability to conquer new territories. But the devil is the one that has come and put limit. The Bible said the enemy has not come to do what? He has only one means: to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That is his job. But Jesus Christ has come that we might have what? Life, and life abundant. I see somebody having abundance of grace for enlargement in the name of Jesus. In the book of Exodus chapter 34, verse 24, the Bible says, "For I will cast out the nations before you. I will cast out the nations before you and enlarge your borders." I will cast out the nations before you and enlarge your borders. What that means is that before you and I came, God knows that there are some powers that may want to hinder. And He said, "I will take them out." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, supernatural enlargement is a covenant promise from God to you and I. It's a covenant promise. It is what God has promised us. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 8. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 8. We are going to be reading. And if the Lord thy God enlarge thy coast as He has sworn unto thy fathers. Can you see that? And if the Lord, that is, look, what God has said, when he does it, and give thee all the land which he has promised to give unto thy fathers. It means that God has made a promise. Why? Because at the beginning itself, God packaged in man the grace, the power, the ability for enlargement, to subdue, to have dominion, to replenish. To replenish also means to enlarge. That is to recreate, to bring forth more and more. That is enlargement. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There is a man called Jabez in the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. The Bible listed the genealogies of some certain people just immediately after some certain things has happened. And this man called Jabez, he prayed certain prayers. Praise the Lord. He prayed some prayers. And that is the prayer we'll be praying this morning. Praise the Lord. And you know, Jabez means sorrow. Sorrow. Ibanuje. May that not be your portion in Jesus' name. May that not come near your tent in the name of Jesus. May that not come near your dwelling in the name of Jesus. How can a mother name her child sorrow? Why? Because of the pain that she passed through when bearing him. Because the mother bore him in pain. But this man understood that, look, I am not created to remain like this. I am not created to be at this constraint. And the Bible says in verse 9, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him in sorrow. Now, if you read this scripture very well, I want to bring out something there for you. See, the Bible says, and Jabez was more honorable. The Bible did not start by talking about what Jabez did. The Bible started by describing whom Jabez is. The Bible said, look, Jabez is this, but he was this before, but he is now this. Why? Because this man has this understanding that I am not created to remain little. As you and I are not created to remain little. Let's proceed in verse 10. And what did he do? The Bible said, and Jabez called on the Lord God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wilt bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And the Lord granted him that which he requested. Now, of all the genealogies of people that were listed from verse 1 down to verse 37 of this same book of 1st Chronicles chapter 4, it's only Jabez that the Bible expatiated on. It means this man broke the boundaries. This man exceeded the limit that has been set by certain forces that has been pronounced on him. I pray for somebody this morning. Every limitation that has been set against your life by evil pronouncement shall be broken this morning in the name of Jesus. It shall be broken this morning in the name of Jesus. We're going to be looking at some things which I call the prayers of enlargement, of course. What are the things that you need to do for the enlargement, of course? Number one, we need to understand that we are not created small. Say, I'm not created small. I am not designed small. I'm not designed with limitation. I am designed with extreme, unlimited power. The Bible says, I think in Genesis, he said, these people that have set their heart to do this, he said, nothing, God himself saying that, nothing shall prevent them, nothing shall withhold them. Why? Because God knew the power, the enormous power that he has embedded in you and I. So he said, look, except we do something, these people that want to build from the head to the seventh heavens, they will do it all. Praise the Lord. You know, some years back, I used to be an advert that said someday car will run on water. And I remember myself and some of my friends, we used to car run on water. Is it possible? We were using our small microscopic knowledge to imagine what God has packaged in man. Today, I can tell you categorically that there are cars running on water now. I mean, cars running on hydrogen, water. Praise the Lord. We watched one movie years back of a vehicle entering into the water and coming out, becoming a submarine, coming out, flying and all that. One James Bond movie years back like that. There are cars that do that now. Then it was film trick. Now it's reality. That's to tell you that whatsoever can come to the mind of man, man can think of, man can imagine, man can achieve. Why? Because the power for enlargement, the unlimited power, is given to man from the beginning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So Jabez understood this, and Jabez prayed. And you know, the prayer he prayed, the first one, he said, God bless me indeed. Many of us used to think that prayer of God bless me indeed is a prayer of material blessing. No, 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 no. What he prayed for in that place is that, Father, open my eyes. Bless me with the understanding to see. Bless me with inspiration. Enlarge me spiritually. The first prayer of Jabez is a prayer of spiritual expansion and enlightenment. When a man is illuminated, man begins to see beyond the cost. Man begins to go beyond limitation. Man begins to go beyond set boundaries. Brethren, if you can surrender yourself to God spiritually and be illuminated by the Spirit of God, you will exceed every set boundaries. Hallelujah. And you will move from coast to coast. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Please note, Jabez could determine the most important thing in his life that he needed for enlargement of his coast and his destiny, and that is having a deep spiritual walk with God. He desired the fullness of God, not money, not fame, but the fullness of God. And that was why he prayed, oh, that thou will bless me indeed. Bless there is translated understanding. It's translated spiritual illumination. And when this man got it, wow, his course was enlarged. The course of somebody is going to be enlarged in the name of Jesus. Quickly, I want you to pray this prayer. Father, illuminate my heart with spiritual understanding that we enlarge my course. Father, illuminate my heart with spiritual understanding that we enlarge my course. Father, illuminate my heart with spiritual understanding that we enlarge my course in the name of Jesus. Father, illuminate my heart with spiritual understanding that we enlarge my course in the name of Jesus, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I want us to understand this, that the heights of your understanding, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18, that the heights of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of his glory, of the inheritance of his saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believed, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Jesus Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. Listen to this verse, verse 21. Far above principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the things to come. And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head of all things, even to the church. Hallelujah. Brethren, if you have this understanding, you will know that you cannot be limited. Say, I've been your understanding. And Jesus Christ said, greater works than I do, you will do. If you believe, greater works. In other words, he says, towards us which believe, according to the working of his mighty power. When you believe, the mighty power that break every limitation is made available. And he said, far above principalities, powers, might. That is somebody's portion this morning in the name of Jesus. Quickly, number two, he prayed specific prayers. Jabez prayed what? Some specific prayers. You know, when you are seeking for something, please don't beat about the bush this morning. Pray to hit the target. Hit the bullseye. Make sure you hit what? The bullseye, as some people will say. In the book of Psalm 118, verse 5 says, I call upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. I called on the Lord. I called on the Lord. I called on the Lord in distress. And the Lord answered me. You see, when you call with focus. You call with focus. The prayer of enlightenment, of course, is not a wavering prayer. It is not a prayer that beat about the bush. It's a prayer that is focused on God. This man, Jabez, was tired of sitting in one position. He's tired of a place of stagnancy. I dare to say, if there's anybody here this morning that is tired of staying in a position of stagnancy, so this morning, God is going to release the power for you to reach beyond limits in the name of Jesus. In the book of Psalm 40, verse 1, say, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he hear my cry. When you patiently seek after him, the Lord will hear your cry. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 says something. Said, he giveth power to the what? To the faint, and to them that has what? No might. He increased what? Strength. To them that has no might, he increased what? Strength. If you can focus, he will give what? Power to the one that remains small. The power for enlightenment will be given unto you this morning in the name of Jesus. And in verse 31 of that same Isaiah 40, he says something. He said, but they that wait on the Lord shall do what? They shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Now, these are different levels of movement and enlargement. The first one is the one I desire most. Why? Because eagles are not limited. When an eagle is flying, eagles glide upon the wings. Eagles can never be restrained. They can never be limited. They move from territory to territory. They move from coast to coast. Now, if you are running, he says you will not be weary. If you are walking, you will not faint. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Number three, prayer. What does number three prayer says in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 10? Says that man prayed another prayer. Then he prayed for continual fellowship. He prayed what? For continual fellowship with God. He prayed for the perpetual presence of God, that he might dwell in the presence of God all the days of his life. And Jabez called on the Lord of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wilt bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, that thy hand might be with me. That thy hand might be with me. In other words, that you will, I and you will be together. Your hand is like me holding somebody's hand. If Brother Tade is holding the hands of Direde and they are going somewhere, and there's this guy that has been bullying the little girl, and the little girl pointed the guy to Bratade and said, there's a way he used to call Bratade, the TD, I think that's what he calls him. The Tade, please see, this guy is bullying me. Do you think that guy will dare to come and bully the lady at that particular moment? He will not dare it. Why? Because somebody that will bully the lady will be perhaps a little bit older or about the same age. Praise the Lord. That person is like a power that is limiting. Maybe she wants to pass, and the guy said, if you come near, I will beat you. But with Brother Tade holding hands with her, the guy will do what? Reverse. Your Highness, man. God bless you. Of course. Why? Because there is a power that is bigger. There is a power that is greater. This man has a deep understanding. And he prayed this prayer so that he can assess his destiny. Many times, many of us, we pray, but we don't take God along with our prayers. You are not getting it. We pray, we know how to pray. But immediately we finish the prayer, we drop God and continue. And that is why it's as if God is not answering. God and is not shutting. Neither is he a weak God that he cannot answer. Praise the Lord. We drop God and we continue with our own limited understanding. We drop the unlimited God and we go into a limited self-mind. And that is why it seems as if prayers are not answered. That is why costs are not being enlarged. Brethren, When you pray, take God along with you as you continue in the journey. Don't drop God behind. Take him along. Say, God, let your hand continually be with me. We drop God by our attitude. After praying for headache, then you go and carry paracetamol and swallow and say, yes, the headache will, I know I've prayed, but sometimes, yes, you can do that. I'm not saying, but when you walk in faith and you know that you are walking in faith, please walk by faith. Not that having prayed, then somebody bring one or shedudu and say, this black soap, toba fi wele meta. You will, in fact, your market will be selling like, then you say, I will do it 7 times. After all, the Bible says that Naaman bathed in River Jordan 7 times. Then you are using the Bible to join to. It doesn't work. It can never work. That thy hand may be with me. Number 4. This man prayed for something that is very, very lacking today. He prayed for power over self. He prayed for power over what? Over self and over evil. He says, that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it grieve me not. That thou wouldest keep me from evil. Now, what he's saying there is that you keep me from falling into errors, from falling into sin, from falling into things that can limit you, that can limit your move in my life. Many a times, doors are open. Say, the apostle said, there are so many doors that are open, but there are what? Many adversaries. Some of these adversaries are self-made. Some are self-created. Some are ancestral created. Some are created by pronouncement. Some are created by evil forces. This man understood this and he said, Lord, look, keep me away from evil. Keep me what? Away from evil. Keep me away from evil. Take evil away from me. He did not say keep evil. He did not say keep evil away from me. He said keep me. That is, don't make me to do evil. Don't make me to sin. Don't make me to do things that will limit your power in my life and will bring me under yoke again. You will not be under yoke again in the name of Jesus. Supernatural enlargement, of course, is for every believer. It's for every believer. It's for every believer. Turn with me your Bible to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 2. The book of Isaiah chapter 54, verse 2. The Bible says, enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. Spare not, lengthen thy course, strengthen thy stakes. Spare not. This morning, as we begin to pray, don't spare yourself in the place of prayer. Don't spare yourself in the place of what? Of prayer. Make your request to be known. Desire your expansion with all your power. Desire it with everything in you. Brethren, whatsoever you desire wholly, the Bible said the desire of the heart of the righteous shall be what? Shall be granted. So, prepare yourself. Turn to your neighbor, prepare yourself. Turn to your neighbor, prepare yourself. Another thing that you need to do this morning is, as we launch into prayer, ask. You know, sometimes we don't ask what we need. We only say, God, you need a shoe. Let's just paint an example of a shoe. I know nobody is going to be praying this morning for a shoe. When we are praying this kind of prayer, it's not time to be praying for a shoe and a tie or some mundane things. No. It's the time to pray for your destiny. Your destiny is more than a shoe. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Can imagine Dangote calling somebody and say, ask whatever you want. Just ask me anything you want. And somebody said, sir, I saw one shoe. Mama wore one shoe. She wore one shoe last week. I want that shoe, sir. The man will look at you and say, shoe. Okay. He can open a shoe factory. Praise the Lord. Rather than ask for shoe, I will ask if I needed shoe. If that is what I actually did, I'll say, give me the resources to open a shoe factory. Because I will have shoe, I will bless people with shoe, and I will make money from shoe. Praise the Lord. That is the mentality of people when it comes to asking. People ask for shoe rather than ask for the factory for shoe. You are not getting it. There's a difference between asking for a shoe. Okay, you need a car. I love the ride that this brother is driving. Rather than ask for the drive, ask for the assembly where the car is being made. I want the entire assembly line. Give it to me. Let it be the first in Africa where they are making BMW. That is what I want. That is how to ask. Say, ask, and it shall be what? It shall be given. Ask. It did not say, ask little. Ask anything. Ask is a blank check. So this morning, don't limit yourself. If you want your course to be enlarged, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Another thing we'll be doing in the place of prayer this morning is that we are going to put our prayer into action. You will pray for the grace to put it into action. You know, the children of the prophet in 2 Kings chapter 6 from verse 1 down, they look at the place where they were saying the mission house was too small. The ministry was expanding. Prophet Elisha was having more junior pastors, more junior ministers, and they were all living in one small constrained place. And they say, man of God, we need to build another place. This place is too straight. And the man of God said, of course, go ahead. They did not stop at that. They moved into action immediately. Many times, having prayed, having fasted for something, a lot of people remain and refuse to move into action. God will not come down from heaven and do that thing for you. Praise the Lord. You are praying for business expansion. And you have prayed, you have fasted, and you have the assurance that God has answered your prayers. Move into actions. You are praying for success. Move into action. Then you will receive your success in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Last but not the least of what to do, having done all, you must key in the sacrifice of service. The sacrifice of service. Exodus chapter 25, 23 verse 25 says, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless what? Thy bread and thy water. He shall bless what? Your bread and thy water. You know, you key in the key of sacrifice in the place of service. You sacrifice. Wherever there is sacrifice, there's release of power. Sacrifice brings down power. Active and consistent spiritual service opens the windows of supernatural enlargement, of course. It opens the windows of supernatural expansion, of course. Now you now dress it all with continual fervent prayer, praise, and worship. When you do this, you are sure on your way to enlargement. You are sure on your what? On your way to enlargement. Brethren, these are things that we must do for us to enjoy enlargement of course. Enlargement of course is not something that is without reach. It's within reach. In fact, it's in you. You have the ability. You have the grace. You have the power. All you need to do is exercise.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.